Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about polio, or at least that which is called polio, because we've read in the news there's been an outbreak in London. And we're going to get into that there. I hope you'll enjoy it. As I say, what I'm going to say is probably quite controversial, but hey, what's new? So hope you'll stick around and hear it. If you enjoy the stuff we do here, don't forget, hit the heart button at the end. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And also, of course, if you want to support the platform, and some of you very kindly do that, then buy me a coffee, please, link below, or drop a dollar in the donor box, link below as well. Right, let's get to it. So first of all, the news is that London's polio outbreak, which has been in the news these past few days, could be traced back to one home or one street. Amidst fears that the, quote, paralysis-causing virus is spreading for the first time since the 1980s. And, of course, they found it in sewage, so they need to obviously try and track back to see where the sewage came from. Positive samples were first detected at a sewage plant in Beckton, which covers a population of 4 million in North and East London. Signs of it were first found in February. And then Lord Camel said, great name, by the way. In theory, it might be possible to find individual households and streets, but it's too early. I wouldn't have thought so. I don't know how they actually do that. The UK Health Security Agency bosses think a traveller, possibly from Pakistan, Afghanistan, or Nigeria, shed the virus in their feces after getting a live oral vaccine, which is used in some countries with current outbreaks as it has a rapid effect. Okay. And then, of course, the media, that's okay, so it's the kind of Pakistanis or people from that neck of the woods coming to England and defecating. That's what the media is suggesting. I'm not sure about that. Because then what the media goes on to talk about is polio vaccine uptake, excuse me, amongst teens. And if you look at polio vaccine uptake, around the UK, you can see that there's several areas where it is certainly not overly high. It's maybe in the sort of west of England, it seems to be a 70 to 80%. And then in the east of England, it's more like 80, 90%. And in certain sort of, but in London, it's under 50%. In the west of Northern Ireland, in the west of London, there's areas where indeed the vaccine uptake is pretty low. And then you see, this is what got me thinking. So then you think, okay, right, well, you know, yeah, so maybe we need to get more vaccines. So cue Professor Hugh Pennington. Professor Hugh says, vaccines are the crucial barrier against the scourge of polio. But since the advent of COVID, anti-vax zealots have been able to exert a disturbing influence. Thank you, Professor Hugh, Emeritus Professor of Bacteriology at Aberdeen University. Professor Hugh's not happy. He's basically saying that all of the anti-vax bigots out there have been influencing people, and that influence means that people are more reluctant to take vaccines than they should be. Good. I'm glad that's the case, Professor Hugh. People should have a critical mind. People should think about exactly what they're putting into their body. And on this issue of polio, by the way, because we need to get this one out in the open, they talk about paralysis causing polio. But according to the evidence that I've read online and checked about, around about 1% of polio cases cause a form of paralysis. The majority of polio cases result in flu-like symptoms, which are very mild, right? Does it remind you of anything? Flu-like symptoms, very mild, passes after a couple of days. Or indeed, and this is what they say, check it out online, don't trust me, but check it out for yourself. Also, some polio may be asymptomatic. What? I've got this deadliest disease and I don't know I've got it. Yeah. Does that remind you of something else as well? So polio is a disease that is pretty mild for 99% of the people who have it, which has symptoms a bit like the flu, which apparently is allegedly asymptomatic. Am I ringing any bells with you guys over polio? Am I ringing any bells? Because the media are going about paralysis, paralysis, paralysis. And you say polio and people automatically think paralysis. But is that because you've been conditioned like Pavlovian dogs to think paralysis when you hear the word polio rather than, well, actually for 99% of people who do get it, whatever it is, then the results are essentially, you know, your body doesn't feel great for a couple of days and then you're fine. And again, they're pushing the notion you can have it and not know that you have it. You know, this whole asymptomatic thing, which of course we saw driven to the fore during COVID times. So I've got to be honest with you, I'm very suspicious about the whole polio thing. People say, yeah, but David, polio was a big problem. That's why, you know, so many of us have been, and I've been in, when I was a child, I was given, I think, a sugar cube, which carried whatever the antidote to the preventative thing to stop me getting polio was. But here's the interesting factoid, and because this is a podcast, I can't show you it. But if you were to look at a map, or a chart rather, of the last 122 years, roughly, so from the start of the 19th century right up to today, yeah, if you looked at that, chart, what you would see is that polio levels tumbled down to record low levels by the 50s before the vaccine started. So don't let them try and spin you the story that, oh, it was the vaccines, the polio vaccines, that's what saved the day. Check it out. Check it out what happened during the 19th century. Check out what happened, the rate of polio. It plummeted. Why was that? I don't know why. I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but I would posture. Maybe it's because people had better diets, people ate better, nutrition was improved, and life around the world for people, generally speaking, as a result of advances in technology, was made a little better. And therefore, this polio vanished. But if you look at, and as I say, if you look at what happened to polio, you will see that the narrative that you're being given that it was the vaccines that done it, doesn't really stand up to the actual historical evidence of levels of polio. And as I say, even where you do go with the polio thing, bear in mind that 99% of people who have it are fine. And therefore, we're talking about a tiny minority. And if that doesn't have you thinking about something else, I don't know what will. Thank you so much for listening.